My real name is Joe. And I've been living with leukemia for 11 years.
What cancer?
And unfortunately, it's back. And because the leukemia is back, I cannot fulfill my role. I can't be that fighting champion. And I'm gonna have to relinquish the Universal Championship. I'm not gonna lie, I'll take every prayer you can send my way, but I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not looking for you to feel bad for me. Because I have faith. When I was 22 years old, I was diagnosed with this. And very quickly, I was able to put it in remission. But I'm not gonna lie, that was the hardest time of my life. I didn't have a job. I didn't have any money. I didn't have a home. And I had a baby on the way, and football was done with me. But you want to know who gave me a chance? The team that gave me a chance was the WWE. And when I finally made it to the main roster and I was on the road, they put me in front of all of you. The WWE Universe, and to be honest, y'all have made my dreams come true. And it didn't matter if you cheered me. It didn't matter if you booed me. You've always reacted to me, and that is the most important thing. And for that, I have to say thank you so much.
Yo, 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 Matt Maniacs, we in the...
Shout out to all the Joes out there.
Shout out,
especially
to
the one from Samoa
and all the Josies
out there.
You don't know,
yo. Yeah. If you don't know, we just play like,
yeah.
Well, Neo,
yeah,
played like the whole clip.
Of, yeah, man, that was
of Roman Reigns this past Monday, and
it was a sad day.
Yeah, I was not expecting to log on to the interwebs and see that Roman Reigns was relinquishing the title, and I was even more surprised and shocked. To find
for the
out
reason,
the reason
why.
Yeah.
And even more shocked to find out that he had it since he was 22.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's had it for 11 years.
That is so crazy.
Well, I mean, it was in remission, so I guess it wouldn't be nothing that he talked about like that. But
well, he also said, too, like, I put it into remission really fast, but the fact that it's still within him, that's still, I mean, something you got to live with consistently.
And a lot of times when it comes back worse. It comes back.
Oh, man.
Harder.
Oh, man. If anyone's going to kick cancer's ass, man, it is definitely Roman Reigns.
The big dog!
The big dog. It was...
The big dog's not ready to go down yet.
No, hell no, man. It was sad. It was sad to hear him speak, but you can tell the fights within him. And then the part that really like even made it even more human was when he's walking back up to the ramp, and Seth and Dean come out, and Seth's emotions in his face, like, that's the human element of the story. Like, this is how you know this is real life. Like, yeah, that's his, you know, his partner on TV, but that's also his man's, like, in real life.
Right.
So
yeah, they're roadies, man.
You know what I'm saying? Those guys are together. So
when you see that,
it just adds that extra layer to it, man. Yeah. Like, yes, wrestling is entertainment, but these are people.
Well, and I like how Michael Coe put it after Roman said his, you know, his piece and said his goodbyes and thank yous. Or no, he said his, like, laters.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
He'll be back.
Definitely not goodbyes.
But the fact is, you know, there are some lines of reality that sometimes can be blurred. And we forget that these people, these entertainers, you know, they put their bodies on the line for our entertainment, for lack of a better word. And, you know, I think it's good that... you know, we get that dose of reality again. Mm-hmm. I think Heyman did it the best. Heyman's recap, you know, within the show.
Yeah.
He did it the best as well. But fuck cancer.
Yeah, man.
Fuck it up and down.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Like, cancer is very prevalent in my family. My mother's a survivor. My cousin is currently battling right now.
Yeah.
He will be a survivor.
That's right.
I mean, it's just...
Will
it's
be
real.
Keyword.
You know what I'm saying? It's a real thing. So anything cancer related always, you know, hits home.
Yeah, man. Well, Matt Maniacs, thank you for joining us for another action-packed episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank you for being part of the Matt Maniac Cosmic Universe.
We also have a special guest in the building today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Straight from Patreon.
Yeah, the group chat was wild, fam.
The group chat was wild. But I am the Neo X. I was on some sort of sabbatical hiatus, sickness, and stuff.
You're actually the special guest today.
Yay!
You're the special guest.
I am, you know. So, yeah, it's so good to be back. I missed you guys a lot, so thank you for holding it down. I appreciate you. Shout outs to friend of the show, Justice. You know, he actually put it down as well. Put a lot of perspective in the last episode as well in regards to, you know, hip hop. But
yeah,
I'm just glad to be back. So
that one is still bubbling.
Ooh.
Shout out to the New Times for the little write up and the mention.
I want to get into that because I have some questions. But let's do that. So let's take it around the round table. Of course.
Around the round table.
So to my left,
that would be me, Brock Knowledge. I'm chilling, man.
Chilling.
Red Sox just won game 2 of the World Series, so that's tight.
Spoilers.
And then
to my left.
And to your left, yes.
Is that a woman's voice?
Yes, it is a woman's voice.
Oh my God, it's a lady!
I forgot what number guest spot this is. I want to say five.
Five time!
Eva Rocks.
Coincidentally, that's how. Never mind.
That's how what?
Nothing. That's how much she backs on Patreon.
Yeah,
appreciate
definitely.
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Those Patreon subscriptions get you a long way.
Yeah,
that's right. But Eva, thank you.
With us, we're easy.
Thank you for joining us. We definitely do appreciate you. Appreciate your perspective.
Yeah. A Patreon subscription is only $5. I think we're pretty easy.
Isn't it 1 to 5? It's 1, 5, and 20.
Yo.
Yeah. 1, 5, and 20. It's not that bad.
We're cheap and easy.
So could you please just, you know, give the Matt Maniacs a little taste about what are the benefits of becoming a Patreon subscriber?
You get a new family. You get a wrestling family.
Wrestling family.
And they make childhood wrestling dreams come true.
Hey.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
That's a great plug.
So if you haven't joined Patreon, please do. And to her left,
T called a villain in the building. What up? How's everybody doing?
Villain.
Eva was out with us at All In.
Yo, she.
I don't think, have you been on since then?
No.
Not only was she at All In, we also snuck her into that StarCast party. Hey!
Where I complete. Okay, have you guys seen that episode of Community where Troy meets LeVar Burton?
Yeah,
that was me
the
totally whole
does
time.
Not know what to do?
That was He's me the like, whole time. I saw Diamond Dallas Page right across from me, and I literally was just like,
"Into shit."
Then I saw Hurricane Helms, and we locked eyes. Like he was like, "You gonna come say hi?" And I just walked the other way, and I was just like, "I should have been a picture. You
like
can't
a
disappoint
YouTube
a picture."
You know, it was
and
dope.
And Sugar Free, he was talking about how how you were freaking out. Because we were walking with Scott Hall.
So this beautiful vision, I have to say, and Patreon will get you closer to this. This is why they make childhood dreams come true, especially for marks like me. This beautiful vision, Neo didn't see it because he was already in the party.
Fucked up.
But I go to the ATM to pull out $40 for the cash bar, and I turn to my left, and it was the sweetest thing I've ever... Well, not the sweetest, just the most astonishing thing ever. I see Scott Hall with Teak on his right and Sugar-Free White Chocolate on his left.
Scott Hall and Teak Hall.
Just walking through, and Scott Hall, I shit you not, look like he was talking to college Holt friends, like, so how have you been doing? Just like chopping it up, and I froze.
Rubbing shoulders with legends, sir. Just having a walk.
Yes,
a little bit more than that. They actually
had a smoke.
Yeah, they partook in the devil's lettuce.
Jazz cabbage, sir. Jazz cabbage.
Shout out to Scott Hall. He just turned 60, so shout out to you.
Yes,
he's one of the goats, man.
Oh yeah, one of the greatest minds in wrestling, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Yeah,
he should be employed somewhere.
But how
so
cool
that's
is
what
that?
You can get if you subscribe to the Patreon.
Well, and you know,
hold on, make sure you read the fine print. No paying for flights. You got to get there on your own.
You can get yourself there. We're going to try to make something happen.
Right,
for you.
We will plug you. Get there and we'll take care of you. You got to pay for your own hotel room.
And you have to think too. Like even if you're a local person. And Megaran has a show. Teak has a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get in contact with us. You become family. Like, yeah, we'll help you out. And I'm sure if you're a Patreon subscriber and you see Rand on the road, I'm sure he'll help you out too. Just, you know, give him a high five.
Definitely.
Yeah. And tell him to keep his shoulders off the mat.
Oh, that was huge. So shout outs to everybody across the Mount Nerdcore tour. They definitely lit it up for Mega Ran.
Yeah, I think you posted that tonight was their last date. So
yeah, Mega Ran's on the road headed home. So
he did say he was going to be back tomorrow, right? Because he said he was going to miss this episode.
Yeah, man. But it's good. I'm so glad that we're back in here.
Absolutely.
But as of course, we are brought to you by the famous DigiLab Studios, where all the hardcore wrestling and recording happens.
Shit.
Also, additionally,
every week. Additionally, the fucking DigiLab ad gets shittier and shittier. We're just like, nah. Hey, Google it.
Well, DigiLab is good. It's Google always holds it down. Yeah, so we
use your Googles.
You.
We need to work on our reads better.
It's recordingstudiophoenix.com.
Yes, that is right.
DigiLabs, we love you. We just need to have like a laminated paper here with the script. Information so that when it's time to
put on my radio voice.
Yeah, you
plug it up.
You've been there.
Can you give us a preview of your radio voice and maybe shoot the Patreon?
Shoot the Patreon?
Yeah.
You're saying shoot it out to the fans. In your radio voice.
In your radio voice.
In my radio voice.
Listen here, all you Matt Maniacs out there. Visit patreon.com towards Matt Media Podcast.
That is right, Matt Maniacs. You want to get you want to get closer to the Matt Mania crew? There is one way to do that. Go to patreon.com, search Matt Mania, sign up for one of the tiers. You want to come sit in? Pay that money. You want to go see a show? Pay that money. You want exclusives? You want behind-the-scenes clips? Pay that money.
Oh, speaking of pay that money, you can now get your Royal Rumble tickets.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
WWE is now, they have the Royal Rumble tickets on sale.
Yes.
Additionally, this will hopefully come out on Thursday, maybe Friday. So you can buy your travel packages through the WWE.com.
Travel packages are already available. Mm-hmm. They're also offering packages outside of the Rumble that if you just want to get NXT, SmackDown, and Raw, they have that as a package deal.
Those are on pre-sale as of Wednesday. This is recording on Wednesday, so hopefully you can get a pre-sale by Thursday.
Yep, I think all tickets are available on Friday.
Yes, sir. So thank you, WWE, for bringing the Royal Rumble to Phoenix. We appreciate you. And, of course, the Matt Mania podcast is going to be your one-stop
all the
shop.
Time.
One-stop shop for all your Royal Rumble party needs.
And like we said, go to Go to Patreon.com, Matt Mania, and do what? Pay the money.
So I will say that Rock Knowledge's radio voice is a more hip-hop radio voice. And Neo X is more of a
monster truck announcer voice.
I was going to say an auctioneer.
It's what I do, man. It's what I do.
And additionally, one more plug we want to get out of the way. Please, boys and girls, Matt Maniacs, children of all ages, go to ProWrestlingTees.com and support your local and maybe even worldwide Matt Mania podcast.
Ooh.
Search Matt Mania podcast on Pro Wrestling Tees. Pick up a shirt, pick up a CD. Of course, you will be styling, profiling in your tee, and you'll be bumping the greatest sounds from the Matt Mania podcast. Sure.
That is right.
All right. Plugs out the way.
Yeah.
Plugs out the way. And that's just the beginning. just remember, again.
Cheers, good brother.
Stay tuned. Salute. Because when the Royal Rumble comes through, be sure you're following
Good
Matt
Brothers
Mania
and Eva
on all the social media.
I'm trying to be one of the special entrants.
Yo,
like yeah, they're gonna like my entrance music is gonna hit. I'm gonna run down there and get tossed out, but it's
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so
at
question
at Evolution
at the Rumble. At Evolution, yes.
They're having a Royal Rumble at Evolution.
Yeah.
So you could pop out like Ellsworth.
That sparks a question to me. If you could come out, because I know we used to do this back in the Matt Mania podcast days. But if you could come out to a song,
yeah,
and you're a wrestler, what would it be?
One by Ghostface Killah.
Wait, are you talking about just any song?
Like your entry song, like any song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
one. Like, this is your entry
one
music.
One by Ghostface Killah.
Okay.
All day.
Eva?
I heard that. I listened to it this morning, too, and I was like, oh, it's funny because I don't think I'll get asked that question again.
I'm not prepared for this.
Is it Limp Bizkit?
No, it's not Limp Bizkit.
I did it all for the Nikki.
Oh!
No, I think it was definitely... you're going to have to come back to me. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, come back to me.
Mine would be Annie Up by M.O.P.
If that song would make you want to fight somebody,
that would be my entry
weird. Song. That would be my entry song.
Is hard.
Yeah,
yeah. That's almost like somebody coming out to nuck if you buck.
Oh,
oh man.
Yeah.
So Annie Up would be my crusher. I would never scared.
Right.
Attention!
There you go. I'd probably just want to come out to Stone Cold's music.
Speaking of that, did y'all see Damian Lillard come out? At the
I saw the clip
with the smoking with the smoking skull belt.
You sent
with
it,
the mask.
Then I went to his Instagram page and he had the video.
He had the whole the walk was perfect. Through. The walk was great.
He's like, but he's all bobbing and weaving like, or he's all putting a twerk in his neck. He's like,
what would your song
that
be?
That was hella weird. That mask though, I didn't know that they had like a full Stone Cold.
It was kind of creepy,
like a full Stone Cold Michael Myers mask.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy.
Shoutouts to Stone Cold ET, who was at StarCast.
Yeah. I know he was hot as fuck in his mask.
Oh, man. He was also at Warrior Wrestling.
Yeah, that's where I'm talking about that he was hot at.
He's hilarious.
Do you know
about Stone Cold
ET? I would also come out to anything Sean Price, by the way.
YouTube Stone Cold ET.
Okay.
Okay, but go ahead.
Probably something Sean Price I'd come out to.
Dog.
Whew. Okay. Eva, nothing?
Come out to barbecue sauce. Yeah,
that's what I'd come out to. No, I'm just going to...
Yeah, you come out to barbecue sauce too?
No. I forgot what it was called, but I'm going to go with what I said last time, and it was that So Sick by Flight. I will break into thoughts with what's written on my heart. Yeah.
We don't want to.
Basically, a girl screaming at the beginning, just angsty.
Did Neo give his?
Yeah, I said Annie Up.
MLP.
The remix. The remix or the original?
I'll just stick to the original.
Yeah, original's better. Yeah. I mean, the remix is hard, but the original is just.
Who's on the remix?
Everybody.
I was about to say Remy. Is she on the remix?
Remy. Busta and Remy.
I thought everybody was on it. But hey.
Dude.
But right. Again, not everything is wrestling.
No.
So we like to get started with the putovers.
We need. I know Rand said that he had things for what we do. Like he has one for the burial of the week. Do we have a putover like audio clip for putovers?
Putover of the week.
There you go.
Is that okay? I'm gonna put this out here. One of you fans that subscribe to the Patreon, we're going to let you guys do it. So if you subscribe, we're going to pick a lucky winner, and then they're going to get to record the audio for the putover in a week.
The soundbite?
Pay that money, and then you get to do the soundbite.
Yeah. Oh, I figured we'd just get their putover and shout it out.
No, man.
We can do that, too.
If they do the soundbite, then they're on every episode.
Oh, okay.
And the winner would get it.
Until we pick somebody else to do the soundbite.
Could you
like do maybe it for
could
like,
you do like a preview of our soundbite for putover of the week?
How would you like me to deliver it?
I don't know. I think he wants you to do it sexy.
Okay.
Look at him.
What is it? Put over for to make those eyes.
Put over.
Put over for the week.
Hey.
That'll make you put it over.
What you think? So my put over of the week.
Yes.
I've been watching a lot of Game Grumps on YouTube.
That's shocking. You watch some game
Grumps. It's it's a pair of boys.
Oh,
men.
No homo.
Who basically do commentary while they play video games, and it's been helping me just get through work.
Are they boys or are they men?
Boy men.
So are they boys to men?
Their YouTube channel is them playing video games and talking about the games they're playing, and people tune in for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they watch it. I mean, And they just give hilarious commentary.
No judgment. I was watching a baseball card store in Tennessee open packs of baseball cards for hours on. So no judgment, homie, at all.
But you know, I know Rand does it sometimes, but I've never got into
Twitch.
Like, he doesn't on Twitch, but I'm saying I've never got into it like YouTube. Watching people play games.
Okay,
really? I don't even play games, so watching somebody. And I always tell people,
I'm like, you watching them play the game, just play the game.
I actually get into it. Eris is one of my favorite ones to watch. Oh.
But these guys are delirious. Yeah, and honestly, these guys are just hilarious. So,
yeah.
But for kids, something I have found out is that like. They do it because they don't have the game,
and they can watch. Yeah.
So, like, I know some people that
that's sad.
They watch people play the game because they don't have the game.
You know what?
Little poor kids that can't afford it, they gotta watch on YouTube.
And that's kind of sad. And just to clear the air, if my sons ever listen to this, listen, I would have bought you the game so you can play, but you're probably acting like a little dick. That's why I didn't buy you the game.
give me some play because I thought you were about to say to my son. You ain't shit. you ain't getting this game.
So I'm saying, like, listen, boy, I would let you play Fortnite.
Kids ain't shit.
If you had an A in school, all right? Just saying. But that's just
I'm just saying. You don't have no kids, right?
I'm not even going to say.
But you got your nephew.
Do you plan on having any?
I'm not going to say that because the shit y'all were saying,
Just one jackpot.
I do have my nephew.
When you have one, that's worse. When you just have one.
Why would that be worse?
One what?
Because
I save my money.
No, because they're spoiled when you have just one
kid.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Well, I'm screwed.
Well, then I guess I'm just not. They're gonna have to watch video games on YouTube.
Now you're just gonna have to put them in school like early, like the school before kindergarten.
They're like a year old. And you're going to school now.
The school preschool.
You can walk
because they gotta have they gotta have interaction with kids like early. Because if not, then you put them in like kindergarten or something, and then they'd be like snatching toys and shit and be fighting because they're like, yeah, this is mine. Like I'm not used to nobody else coming around. Like.
Yeah.
Touching shit.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have that.
Don't have your kid be the one kid that gets fucked up over a stuffed animal.
Just leave him in daycare.
Or fuck someone up over a stuffed animal.
Yeah, don't be the parent.
Or some cookies. Or juice box.
Don't have the bully 2-year-old.
Yeah, I just want to tell my kids, don't be little dicks out there.
Yeah, just train your kids.
Just be cool.
Train your kids.
Yeah.
Train your kids.
I think the proper would be raise your kids.
Oh, okay.
Training them just sounds like...
I mean, I want to raise my kids and train them to be martial artists. So,
there you go.
So
that's cool. Yeah,
I'll take that.
Somebody used to tell me, like,
yeah,
because they do this in, like, you know, Japan and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, have you ever saw the videos of, like, the kids, like, early as hell? Like, they're all, like, in a town square or whatever doing, like, karate? Like kids?
Nah, but I saw the beginning of 300 when their little kid was fighting his dad.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, I'm like, it's same premise, right?
Right, pretty much the same thing. It's
pretty
like,
much getting trained for like real life shit.
Well, it's like kids not having fear, so you train them to do stuff that you can't do.
And just in case you gotta fuck somebody up, you can like fuck somebody up on the low.
Yeah, and you can just turn them into Neo at a young age.
Yeah.
You just gotta warp their mind.
You can bend reality around them or some shit?
No, you can make them bend reality if you... convince them enough that they can.
What was that movie?
Jedi Mind Tricks.
That was the last Mindbender, Airbender,
Avatar.
I was thinking Mindbender too.
Mindbender. What's Mindbender?
I don't know.
Airbender.
Airbender is.
Wasn't that the last Airbender? Wasn't that a movie or
that's
something?
That's Avatar.
I'm probably thinking Mindhunter.
It's called Avatar: The Last Airbender. That's the one that Shyamalan fucked up.
Oh, yeah. M. Night Shyamalan like him.
Shyamalan, ding dong.
Does he have a movie coming out?
Yeah,
It's the prequel or
no,
or the combination of
it's Glass.
Yeah,
you saw the trailer.
I seen it a while ago, but
I
didn't know when it was coming.
Shit looks fire.
And I'm sorry to be on a tangent, but do you only watch people unwrap baseball cards?
What do you mean?
Like on YouTube, you watch people do the baseball card like
that's on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So is it just baseball?
QVC. Huh?
Is it just baseball?
No, it's all sports cards.
CDQ. Okay.
It's all
because I just want to give a quick shout out to Fat Mike. Fat Mike does football card reveals.
Oh, dope!
He's actually a friend of the show. We actually met
like
him
an unboxing. He unboxes and shit. Yeah, that's dope.
He's actually local. He's a friend of the show.
Oh, dope!
So follow Fat Mike's ex football cards. We met him.
No, yeah, I know who that is
at Valley.
You know what I am gonna do?
He's a security guard at Valley.
Yeah, remember those one cards I was telling you about the WWE ones that
the
are
WWE
like
ones,
$25 bucks a pack.
Yeah, dude, Rock, we should do that.
Rock's every pack do has some unboxing.
Every pack has an autograph. I'm gonna cop a couple packs.
We should do that.
We can open it here.
Are they the ones that got bubble gum in them?
No.
Man. Oh, fuck.
No, but we'll have, like, maybe a little drink.
Then he's
out. Little
drink.
And whenever there's, a promo card, like,
woo! Little drink.
Yeah.
Little drink, okay. Little bubble gum.
So you put over the video game.
Game Grumps.
Game Grumps.
And bubble gum anyway.
let's come back to, Game Grumps. All right, rock knowledge.
I'm actually going to put over my my nephew Meatloaf, or his name's Milo. We call him Meatloaf.
Woo.
His birthday is officially Friday. He'll be one.
Sweet boy.
Happy birthday, Milo.
That's my little dude.
He's one. He's already a Matt Maniac.
He's one?
That's my little dude,
oh
man.
Oh, my gosh.
So, shout out to little homie. He's a little terror. Running around the house.
Are you going to take him to Peter Piper Pizza?
Not yet. He's too young for that.
Y'all see that story, though?
What?
Oh, let's talk about that bullshit.
Let's talk about that story.
Because to me, all that was a photo op. That was an op.
Pretty much.
Come on.
Okay, so y'all don't know?
No, the comments were the funniest.
Look, kids were in the ball pit.
No.
And he was just being a little badass.
What, your cousin?
So they made him sit.
Like a little dick.
Right, so they made him sit there, and then they took a picture of him by himself.
Let me ask you this.
Looking like a Debbie Downer.
Oh, I remember
you're
that
Latino.
Now. Okay.
So you're Latino, so... When you had birthday parties as a kid, were you actually able to invite friends, or were you not able to invite friends because you had so many cousins?
Well, whenever we did get-togethers or anything like that, it was just all familia.
Because you have so many fucking cousins, right?
There it is.
I never got to invite friends because I had all the cousins in the world. Mm.
And the only your birthday was not your birthday.
What you talking about?
It was a drinking day.
Well, it was parents' day to get together. Like, your birthday was like,
of course.
Let's meet somewhere.
Of course.
You
kids go over there and do that.
And then we're going to be over here and do this.
I get it.
Black people do the same thing. Best believe any birthday that was a barbecue was not. I never asked for barbecue.
For my sister.
I didn't ask for ribs on my birthday.
Right. My sister threw my nephew's first birthday party last Saturday, and it was combined with her birthday because her birthday is this coming Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, she had a taco guy there. And tell me why she bought like 92 Coors Lights. Like, she bought all this beer, and I'm just like, this party.
And how many packs of Capri Suns?
How many Go-Gurts?
Like
four. Because there was all
in
the cousins.
Total?
So
right, because the adults and the kids were drinking Coors Lights.
I was drinking beer the whole time. but funny, like, Monica was the only one that really, she's the only one really drinking. Nobody else really drank.
Mm.
So now we got a refrigerator at the crib full of Coors Light.
Ugh. Do you think, I mean, you're not a parent. We got two parents here.
You're not a parent.
Do you think that needs to change, though?
What, being a parent?
No. Like,
I'm going to put a baby in you.
Should a kid's birthday be a kid's birthday? Or should it, like...
Kids' birthdays are really, like you said...
Well, no, like, how old?
Like
at what age?
No, like you said, like... Nah, because most of the time, like... It is what you said it is. It's the grown-ups getting together, drinking,
well,
chilling.
I'm saying if the baby is one or two, I'm going to throw this cake in your face and then you're going to go in the playpen.
That's a party more for everybody.
No, that's an adult party because nobody...
For everybody.
We're celebrating a one-year-old for
like
10 minutes.
When the kid's like 8 or 9 years old...
That's when it becomes more irrelevant.
But then again, shit changes too once you involve other people having kids.
At
once
what
you have
age?
Kids, everything changes.
But you don't have a kid. So let me pass this off to Neo.
Yeah, ask him.
Neo. At what have they had sleepovers yet?
Hmm.
What at what? Because
that means I have to get to know.
Were you allowed
parents
to go to sleepovers
at what age,
as a kid?
At what age are you doing sleepovers?
Not me.
Me neither. Did you ever get to sleepover somewhere?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I had friends on my block.
That's
what
rare.
You mean? Like
I didn't do that.
Man, my mom and dad weren't letting me go to nobody's fucking house.
Yeah.
That might be a Latino thing.
It could be like
I had friends come over and spend
Latino?
A night. I spent the night over a friend's house. I pitched a tent.
Did you have
in the backyard?
Did you
we had friends
or have
sleep in the backyard.
I didn't have them, but I went to them.
Yeah. Really?
But there was a girl.
See, I was allowed to have. They can come over.
Yeah,
but
I
can't go over.
My mom said they could come here, but you can't go over there.
So you
don't know them.
So you had sleepovers at your house.
They would. They had to come to me. But
at what age?
Grade school.
Yeah,
and it wasn't even. It happened like twice.
It was. Yeah.
I'm not a good host. Like, even as a kid, like, I'm not a good... Like, eventually, I want to go off and do whatever the fuck I want to do. Like, I don't want to fucking sit there and play with fucking He-Man and fucking the other guys.
Even as a kid. Are you an only child?
No.
Oh, no, you got a sister.
I got two sisters and a brother.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not a good host. I admit it. I'm not a great host.
Well, it used to be dope because when my friends would come over, and this was mostly, like, around middle school, maybe even a little bit of high school.
High school was different. But I didn't sleep over, but people could come over.
Yeah.
So, and if I wanted to go somewhere,
right,
it was like pulling teeth.
It was.
Mm. No, when I was in high school, I just did what I wanted to do. So it wasn't technically sleepover. It was just me going.
Yeah, my parents.
Where I wanted to go.
Wow.
Moms and pops had fucking shit on.
My mom, though.
Damn, I was catching the bus to like.
Well, I was still sneaking the fuck out, but.
To the colleges and shit and everything when I was still in high school.
Well, funny story. So I actually had a homeboy. Name is Frank.
Frank.
Real name Daniel, but we call him Frank.
The Tank?
Yeah, he's just a lanky-ass white boy. So we used to go
like
to his house.
Dog Frank? Is that why you call him Frank?
No, he used to be the lanky-ass white boy, spoken monotone, super white guy.
I think every group of friends has a lanky-ass white dude as a friend.
Yeah.
Because I do. I think it's a thing.
You said that's a Frank?
It's a thing. No, not named Frank. Just a lanky, like a lanky white
Everyone
dude.
Everyone should have a Frank. So.
Fucking Neo.
What's funny is, so we used to go to his house. He used to come to our house a lot. And by this time, my mom, you know, I grew up with just the mom and three other brothers.
Yeah.
And at this point, what happened was Frank got into some shit with his mom. Mm. And so he started staying over a little bit more, right? And that little bit more turned into months.
Oh.
And in those months.
And then he was paying the water
turned
bill.
Turned into years. So in my high school.
Wait, what do you mean years? Your friend moved into your house?
Yeah. And my mom was dope. My mom was cool with it.
That's a Latino thing.
She used to call him El Güero.
That's a Latino thing, dude. They just take you
Which
in.
Which means what?
The white guy.
White guy.
So she'd be like, Güero, yeah. Oh, yeah, David. Tú y el Güero, vente para acá para comer desayuno. And we would actually take Frank to Mexico. And yeah, and he used to just come kick it with all the familia, dog.
Wow.
He's pretty much like he's one of y'all now.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. But now he lives in Indiana.
You still talk to Frank?
Not really.
Damn. Y'all took him in and y'all didn't even talk no more?
Because when I was in school, we had an Asian friend, and his name was George. Which was hilarious for Asian.
I was about to say the same shit.
Jorge.
Like, why do they have like the craziest names? Like,
they'd be wanting their kids to sound so American, they don't want them to have any like racial bias,
or like
them,
the
so they give them the,
or like the Indians that are named like David names. And John, like, hey dog, that's not your name.
So his name was George Yang. That was his name, right?
George.
Shout
Yang.
Out George if you ever hear this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I had a John Kim as a friend,
and
John Kim,
and man, like, so we used to backyard wrestle. This is the most hilarious shit.
God.
So George's persona that he took on was that of the Godfather.
Oh, wait, God. An Asian dude doing the Godfather?
Yeah.
And
wait,
and
that Godfather.
That's what I was thinking. The other Godfather.
I'm like, really, like
the
Marlon Brando?
No,
you disrespect me on the day
like
my
the whole train
family.
Godfather. But instead of hoes,
what do you have?
He had bowls of rice.
Oh,
now
no.
That is some bullshit, T.
Hold on, this was his gimmick.
Okay,
that's a great gimmick.
Then it's okay.
You can be racist against yourself.
Absolutely,
this shit is hilarious.
Absolutely,
anytime
he would come out and he would be like, "You can fight me, or you can have this bowl of rice."
Cutting promos with a bowl of rice is hard, bro.
It's epic,
hilarious, right? And we used to call him Asian. We used to call him Asian Fever.
No,
Asian Fever,
like Latino Heat.
Oh, ooh, that's I'm pulling out
oh,
the collar.
That's
on that.
Funny, bro. That's a good story. Shout out to him, man.
Shout out
man.
To George
Shout out
Yang.
To George for being a good sport.
Oh, you talk, what was the last time you talked to George?
Man, when I was in probably like I seen him maybe like a year or so after high school.
Oh, it's been a minute.
But I haven't been. Yeah, I'm not. You know, this back at home.
Yeah, yeah. Internet
in Detroit, right?
Tell George, what's his name?
Yang.
George Yang. Holla at T Call.
Yeah. Shout out to
we used to talk shit about his parents owning beauty supplies and tell him
beauty
that his,
did they though?
And tell him that his Nike shirts was fake because his parents owned the beauty supply where he get them from.
In the sweatshop?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Shout out to Frank. Shout out to George. Yeah.
Damn,
that was a huge
tangent.
That was
tangent. A tangent
Sorry.
From my nephew. My 1-year-old nephew. Shout out to Meatloaf.
Shout out to Meatloaf.
He loves you, bro.
Eva, what you got?
So I actually just finished Making a Murder season 2. So
damn,
I'm
already?
That. Yeah, I watched it all in one weekend.
Yo, she's going to kill you every which way and get away
well,
with it.
Well, the funny thing is you were talking about video games. I listen to podcasts about murder. So like...
Serial?
Yeah, like Serial
Vanished?
Killer. Yes.
The Vanished.
Making a Murder.
Yes.
Wait, yo, did Vanished. You listen to The Vanished about the girl from here, Jessie Shockley? Did
no,
you hear that one?
No, I haven't.
Is that the name of the podcast? No. It's called The Vanished?
Yeah.
No.
And then they also have
the
another
name
one.
Of the network is called Serial.
Serial's, and that's the one. That's the one that they're on, like season three.
Yeah,
yeah. And then there's another one called Up and Vanished.
Oh wow.
Which has a girl from Colorado. Anyway, yeah. So.
And then there's a show called Snapped, and you watch that too, probably, huh?
No. Actually,
no?
I haven't.
No. Oh, well,
there you go.
She's not that crazy, then.
No, not that crazy.
Y'all don't know about Snapped?
I keep trying to tell this.
Snapped is the show about the women who kill their husband or their boyfriends. Yeah,
chopping dicks off?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe, yeah. They are killing
I'd rather be killed than have my dick chopped off.
But yeah, it's just about them and then why they snapped and why they killed the person. They killed
Eva did this?
That was like what I want. Anyway. So Making a Murderer season 2. Yes. It was actually kind of surprising because it picks up where it left off on season 1, where you guys know about the peels that they try to put Brendan Dassey and all.
I know like minimal details I know the guys like there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding everything.
And for the record, I don't think they did it.
Well, if That's I could ask.
Didn't this one have something to do with like his son or something? Did somebody else that he was related to go to jail also?
No.
Because it looked like the picture for the cover had like two different people's faces on it this time.
Oh no, it's like the young version of.
Oh, is that Steve? The young him? Yeah, and the old him?
Okay. Steve Avery.
Yeah, it's like the young and
Tex
the old
Avery?
Version.
No, Steve Avery. Cartoon. Is it Sean or Steve?
Steven Avery.
It's also the title of a Joe Budden diss song to Drake, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Really?
Making a Murderer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Steve Avery.
I thought that too. I was going to say.
If anybody's going to diss a murderer, it'd be Joe Budden.
Yeah.
So if I could, do you know how to get away with murder?
Well, see,
why'd you have to make the villain mustache before?
I know he did. He twisted up his. You can't see, but he twisted the ends of his mustache and curled it upward, and now he looks like
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's also one of the perks for the Patreon. You too can twist the Neo X's mustache.
Can you not see that now? There will be blood.
I can't reveal that. Yeah.
Which means. Yes.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Yeah. That's crazy. I've never seen that.
Right.
I think I saw season one of Making of a Murderer, but that was probably it.
And well, I was only kinda, on season two.
And I was drunk.
You can catch it.
Yeah.
You can catch up.
It just makes you grateful that you're not. It just makes you grateful that you're not an idiot and don't get involved in things you shouldn't be involved in, and don't push things that you shouldn't be pushing.
Yeah, and shout out to Sarah from Zello Pro Wrestling. She's really big into that stuff, so I'm sure she gets down on that shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, y'all should connect, and then
connect. I should connect and project y'all. Probably
serial killers.
Yeah, y'all probably be murderers together.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
There you go.
And then we'll be on Snapped.
There you go. Yeah.
Thelma and Louise.
There you go.
For the cheese,
and then you can Snapchat about it.
Hey.
Snapchat and murders.
Snapchat and murders.
Hey, we do not condone
murders.
Snapchatting murders.
Well, Snapchatting.
Yes. We don't condone the murder. Let's just clear that up. Unless let's not get into that.
Well, I'm saying somebody's already did it on Facebook. We don't need to start.
We condone hip hop murders.
It's been on Facebook Live. We don't need to start saying Snapchat murders.
Yeah.
I'm sure that
How long is a Snapchat video?
30 seconds?
No, they can be longer now.
31 seconds.
Oh, because you can make them like they can just continuously go.
Yeah.
Well, Teak, what you putting over, brother? You brothering softly over there, buddy?
Yeah. I finished Big Mouth's new season.
I gotta watch
that.
I do too.
That shit is great.
You finished it?
No, I gotta watch it.
Oh, man. Shit's hilarious.
Yeah, I saw the first season.
Well, everybody saw the first season in here, right?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Really?
You were saying that you didn't need to see it. You haven't even started it?
No, I'm saying season? I need to see it in general.
Oh, yeah.
okay.
Watch it. Damn, we could have talked about it if she wasn't here.
Oh, you guys anyway, can.
No.
That's watch not good. It. It's, no, yeah, you want you just want to watch it.
Okay.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's pretty
good. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's good business.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's going to make you feel a little uncomfortable.
The second season is better.
Wow. Oh, wow, because I really enjoyed the first season.
Yeah. The first season was good, but I'm just thinking about it in my head right now. I'm just like, where stuff went. From the first season,
yeah,
it's some good stuff.
Yeah,
some more of her, like some more of the lesbian story and stuff like that, and how her daughter is reacting to that shit.
That's dope.
Her daughter is like flipping the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna start watching that over the weekend.
So yeah, that's good. I haven't started BoJack's new season yet, but that is out. I think I plugged
BoJack Horseman's pretty dope
last time.
Yeah, you did.
But I started watching BoJack because I was two seasons behind. So I started watching. I done watched like 8 episodes of the season before the new season, and that shit is fire. So I can't wait to start it on the new season.
Yeah, and Daredevil season 3 is out, which I haven't watched yet.
I'll start that.
Sugar Free finished that already.
Did he give his? Did he give the blessings?
Thumbs up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one involves bullseyes in this one, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Oh, that's fresh.
But it's a thumbs up for sure.
Dope. I'm gonna check it out too.
Yeah, Kingpin is supposed to be out of jail. Bullseye's supposed to be in it.
How do you feel about Luke Cage getting canceled?
I feel like it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But I think that they might be trying to pull like a bait and switch, because they pulled Luke Cage and Iron Fist. Yep. So if they do like Heroes for Hire.
Okay.
So instead of doing two shows that they got to pay for, they just combine
them. Or just do Power Man and Iron Fist.
Well, yeah, so they got Heroes for Hire. Yeah. Like they could, if they just did that, then that would be cool. Yeah. But I don't think, if they don't do that, I don't know what they're going to do with them, because I don't know if Disney is going to put them on their streaming site.
On the Disney Network?
Yeah.
That's something they could do too, man. So that's, man.
Yeah, because if Disney just starts snatching all their stuff off Netflix just to put it on
theirs. They can.
And they will.
And they should.
And they just pass the power move.
But yeah. Netflix is ready for it, though.
Oh, yeah, Netflix. I mean, everybody knows as soon as that Disney's just a go-go, it's over.
Right.
Anything Disney-related is going to be off of y'all's shit. So,
right, so
one more subscription service we have to pay for.
What else is new, right?
So, man, let's...
You know what else is new?
What's that?
Wrestling!
Yes. Yeah, and before we get into breaking down Raw and SmackDown, as well as the Evolution card from this coming Sunday, little news and notes.
Let's do a little recap. Yeah,
Crown Jewel is heavily criticized. Somewhere.
Criticized and waited.
What I had read, there was supposed to have been an announcement today, which is Wednesday, on what's going on. There wasn't an announcement. Reports are indicating they are scrambling furiously trying to figure this out.
Vigorously.
I have a hot take for
what
you guys.
Give us
a take.
Crown Jewel will take place.
Atlanta.
Crown Jewel will take place Iceland. Somewhere that they will act like is Saudi Arabia. It will take place in an undisclosed location
Mojave Desert.
Inside of a building that you won't see the outside of, so how will you know where it's at?
Mm.
And they will just...
How are people going to get there?
What do you mean? You don't think they will put people there?
Yeah,
they were already looking for other locations for it to be at.
I'm not with that.
Your hot take is cold, dog.
Nah.
I don't know.
That's lukewarm, dude.
I can see that.
That's lukewarm.
I can see that totally happening.
Like the moon landing.
You're
the
time. They're
not going to paper the town for
they're
well,
here.
Well,
they're
no, gonna, because either gonna way, fake they it were like going to the make landing. The money. They were going to make the money in Crown Jewel anyway, so if they had an empty place, they wouldn't care.
But the Saudis are fronting that money.
Exactly.
Yes, but when you have talent, top-level talent that does not want to go.
Right.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
John Cena.
They're not even going to shut a crowd. They're just going to shoot the ring.
Probably. And
it's going to be empty arena matches.
You're not going to see the arena. They're going to roll in audio of boos and chants.
It's going to be the background from WWE 2K19.
It's just going to be the ring.
Sprites.
Yeah,
they're not going to shoot it.
This
and
is
then they're going to say,
this is,
Crown Jewel live from Saudi Arabia.
This has to be the worst case scenario for the WWE right now. Not only did they have to drastically change their plans with Roman's announcement.
Oh, my gosh.
They have been building to this pay-per-view they brought back DX for this.
Shawn Michaels
came out of retirement for this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you were having a tournament.
This is a...
The mayor of Knox County.
Yes, and it's like, this is...
And they're in a 10-year deal, is what... Well, that's what I heard.
The thing is, they're supposed to be contributing to like the whatever
the revitalization
2030,
making it more.
Which, if you guys have heard about that shit,
thing is, the WWE
they're
is
using
supposed
the
to be,
WWE to push a false narrative about
Saudi Arabia,
which is fucking insane.
Because look, Michael Cole, after the Greatest Royal Rumble, was talking about the Saudi Arabia being so grand and lavish and
well, John Cena's done a promo about them too in the ring, talking about
he did a full thank you speech.
Dog, they're two events,
and then that's the guy who doesn't want to go.
Not even two events; they're one event going into two, and there's already huge uproar because apparently the Saudis chopped up a journalist.
Yeah.
Not good for business.
A dual citizen journalist
from the Washington Post.
From the Washington Post.
This is not a good look, man.
Well, the thing is, just like the USO and anything like that, like there's always been like shows or things that take place in,
you know what they should do?
Our war-torn countries.
Yeah, but
or whatever.
That was for
that's what I'm saying.
That was for America.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
They weren't being funded hey, by the terrorists.
This is what they do. This is what they should do.
But we can't say all Saudis are terrorists.
No. I'm not saying. This is what they should do.
But the prince, who is the one who's paying for them, Murked is the somebody. Same one that sent the people to, quote unquote, dice up the reporter.
I didn't know that
would be directly being paid by the terrorists.
I didn't even know that. That's what I've read. That's why.
The homie was murdered.
That's what the narrative is,
And the Saudis are trying to say there was a fight, and I'm just like...
Well, they were saying that this guy hasn't been seen since he went into...
The consulate.
No.
And the fact that it was in a consulate, which is supposed to be, quote unquote, safe, holy ground.
Should be. This is what they need to do. You take the crown jewel card. You do not have that event in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
You somehow coordinate something with the U.S. military. You go to an airbase and you have the fucking event at a fucking airbase for the fucking soldiers. I'm not even about all the military. I don't knock them, but I'm not with all that patriot shit.
Somewhere safe.
Just take it. Give the boys a show.
There you go.
With their own money.
Huh?
With Vince's own money? He can't use the Saudis' money to do that.
He's got to
happen.
He's going to have to make a choice.
He's got a safe face, right?
Yeah, at this point, he got to make a choice, and I don't know how much longer they got.
They can't piss away.
Everything is,
dog, it's supposed to be next Friday.
There's no information on the website or anything like that, but.
No.
They took all postings of Saudi Arabia off the website.
Yeah, like he's.
So,
and you got to figure the relationship they have with the military that the WWE has. Yo, just go to a base.
And additionally,
put on a show for the boys.
And additionally, they're saying how much Mrs. McMahon, Linda McMahon, had to use a lot of her clout.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
To push this WWE initiative to the forefront
to even get this deal.
Yeah.
If Vince pulls out, does it cause a world war?
Has Vince ever pulled out?
Or some sort of war?
Nah.
What kind of backlash could it be?
I don't think pull out's in the McMahon vocabulary. Their pullout game is not strong.
Just gonna squirt everywhere, pal.
He ain't got that many kids.
That we know of.
Do the Saudis wage war on WWE?
Really? Yeah. Was it gonna be like the Persian Gulf too?
Do they invade
the Gulf War in 2018?
It'll be
more like DX versus NWO. No. Do they invade?
You know how wild WWE that was? The Iron Sheik gonna jump the ranks and become a Saudi?
I will humble you, Bubba. You jabroni prick. I break your back.
Yes,
you got to think about this though. Like tanks and Jeeps. This really like, and this also, if you think about some of the other plans that were going to be in effect next year. There was talk that the Saudis were willing to pay upwards of an additional $20 million to have The Rock appear as the champion because they wanted The Rock and Roman Reigns to fight. Like, this is going to, like, jeopardize plans.
Talk about
Roman could be back next year.
I saw a story today that Hulk Hogan was like, he was excited to go to Saudi.
Yeah, on pro wrestling. She's
like,
I'm ready to go to Saudi, brother.
Damn it, Hulk. Just shut up, dude.
Come on, dude.
Hasn't Hulk already been there? Wasn't he in, like, Urban Commando or something?
Urban Commando?
What do you mean, no? Wasn't that his
Suburban
movie?
Suburban
Commando. What was his show called? There you go, Suburban
Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder in Paradise.
That's why Eva is here. Oh, Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder in Paradise, Saudi Arabia.
With Sting, guys. ain't no lakes out there, though.
Live from the oil fields. It's Hulk Hogan.
They'll have, what'd you call it?
Oasis Eye?
Yeah.
Yo, does Hulk Hogan come out to I'm a Real American in Saudi Arabia?
He comes out to NWO theme.
It'd be more gully if he came out. I'm a real American, that's in my opinion. That'd be more gully.
I am a Saudi Arabian.
Oh God!
And they play some real Saudi shit like bang, 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 bang.
You know, somebody will flip. Hulk would do it to Rand get over. Might Hulk cut would that. Do it. Man,
Is that too far? He might cut this whole segment.
Yeah. So who knows? Man. Next week we may or may not be talking about Crown Jewel because it's supposed to be next Friday.
We'll see.
But we'll be day off.
Yeah.
Thanks, WWE.
When is Donald Trump going to step into this?
Why do we care? And just veto
the whole situation? Because he is the president.
He's been stating like, oh, this murder
he
is...
He can't get involved in private... He can't get involved in private business.
He employs Linda McMahon.
Yeah, but...
He don't employ Vince?
She's not... I don't think she's
still part of
WWE. I don't think she's a chairholder currently because...
Hey, I'm just saying... I'm not trying to get all political with you,
Donald
sir.
Trump ain't about to do
coming
shit.
From the guy saying, hey, yo, what's Trump going to do?
Yeah. What's he gonna do? Because I'm trying to make jokes.
Fucking guy.
Because I'm trying to make jokes, and you're trying to tell me, well, politically, sir, I don't think that he can step into affairs that don't belong to him. Like, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, for jokes.
People,
if Donald Trump,
like, all their information.
You're like the Matt Mania press secretary. You're like, no, sir, he cannot do that.
No, he can't do that. Okay, he's got political ties. He can't commingle his power in the WWE.
You
no,
see, got
the dude from the Arthur. Simpsons.
He got stuttered by Stone Cold. I'm pretty sure that he gets.
You're the shits, pal.
And he's on the Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame. I'm pretty sure he's got some say.
Not
yeah.
So does Snoop Dogg. He ain't booking the territories. Anyway,
no, but he is talking shit about Kanye's wife. Did you see that video? No.
Yeah, I did, but I kind of want to make the Matt Mania podcast.
But this is
Kanye
a wrestling
West
podcast.
Yeah. I would like us to not discuss Kanye West at all. And that's is my asking.
You can get at us though on the Twitters.
No, you don't want to talk about him in Africa.
I don't want to talk about him at all.
There you go.
I don't want to give that man no airtime.
So Raw happened.
You don't want to talk about him in a hat.
Raw
you
happened.
You don't want to talk about him with a cat.
Raw happened.
Raw did happen.
So Raw happened. One of the biggest things that came out of Raw, obviously, we have Roman Reigns, you know, relinquishing the title. Paul Heyman did an excellent job stating that, you know, Roman Reigns would want the title to go on. So we have Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar. And
maybe.
I know
maybe you do.
And I know it's kind of premature, but where do you see that going? We will have a go-home show, hopefully, maybe, about the Crown Jewel. But where do you see that going?
I don't know who's going to win that match.
I respect that because I am amongst the same
I don't know if they necessarily want to put that strap on Braun right now.
Ugh. I do.
Okay. I think it
because
could
I think they're going to put it on Braun, and then it's going to be the feud with
Braun
Drew.
Could beat Brock clean, though?
Like, shenanigans?
Like, I don't know, man.
I'm just saying this.
I feel you.
Brock hasn't been on the show.
So?
And if he
gets... That's every Brock appearance.
No, exactly. So we don't want to go back to that. But if he was to win it, they don't have anything set up for him. They're already setting up Braun the feud with Drew. They already got the strap. Okay. They got the rocket
sense.
On
that
Drew's back.
Yeah, they do.
So why not put the strap on Braun and then continue the feud with Braun and Drew for the title?
I feel you.
In that vein... Who do you see being the good guy or the baby face of that?
Drew.
Braun.
Braun.
Nah.
No, okay. Braun is okay. Braun's face.
Braun's
no,
face
but he's not the face because he turned on Dolph, and Drew was even saying on Raw, like, oh.
You're picking on my homeboy.
Well, he was like, after that, I knew that I would be next. So that means that you know that, like, somebody's coming after you. That makes him the aggressor, which makes him the heel.
Mm, because Braun initiated.
I agree with your logic,
aggression.
But I still think Braun's the face.
I think
he would be the
Braun's
face
so
maybe
over.
For fans.
Yeah.
But Braun is over.
Braun
but
is
can
over.
Drew be more over with the fans than Braun?
No.
That's
no,
a good question.
Not right now.
That's a good question.
It can happen
I think it
after
could happen.
A feud. After
Drew's,
a feud's established, I can see that happening.
Drew's up there.
Yeah. But Drew did get over really well. And when he did that Claymore, I automatically was like, that's where it's going
to
go.
Isn't there going
to
be a tag
any Claymore
team
to McGill?
There has to be a tag
that
team
Claymore
rematch.
To
there has Braun. To be. They have right to do.
And Braun did a face
a
thing when he said, when he told.
Roman.
When he told Paul Heyman, he was like.
Roman.
When
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
When Roman comes finish? Back.
Yeah. And he was like, and the Roman will get the first shot
he's
when
go
he
through his heart.
Leukemia's ass. Like he, that was such a face thing to say.
But Braun did the same
they
thing.
Hugged
he was like, when
back.
He said, hey,
yeah,
was, I'm putting my money in the bank on the line for this day.
Yeah.
Or when he came out and he said, oh, so you guys don't have to worry about me jumping you.
Yeah, that's a
I'm
good
gonna fight
move.
Whoever's
face
next.
To face.
Right.
That's not a good guy move. That's, I don't feel like that makes him a face. That's just him
that's
saying,
a good
like,
guy move to me.
That's him being like, I'm so not worried about you guys.
That I don't have to cheat.
Exactly.
That I don't have
but
to
the heel is a cheater.
Do shenanigans.
The heel is usually the one that has to finagle his way to do it, right?
Finagle.
True.
That's why I think, yeah.
That's why I think Braun's going to be the baby face.
Braun is the face because the crowd loves him, but... Maybe he's a different
he
heel. If you're saying like, oh,
he could turn.
He's the heel.
Braun?
No, well, he could turn to a face, and then Drew be more of a, more of a fire starting heel.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Braun is a face man.
All right, cool.
At the moment, we just have two heels going.
Yeah.
Ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of turns, I wanted to get everyone's opinion. I've been salivating at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
The Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah.
He turned.
So we're just gonna go straight to that.
Straight into it.
There really wasn't anything else on Raw.
Straight into it.
I mean, you know what?
Other than WWE,
they turned Elias.
Evolution.
Elias turned.
I want to see more before I make a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Elias is turning.
I mean,
I think so too. But I want to see more.
Commissioner.
Born Corbin.
So
I want to see one more thing.
Constable. I mean,
if I can see one more thing about acting general manager Constable Corbin, it could solidify it for me.
Okay.
That's so fair. I'm not making judgment yet.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. But.
Okay.
Okay.
On this night of nights, on the same night that Roman announces that he is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So he is leaving the Shield for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like.
Oh, man, this is going to lead into a little bit of a tangent, but go ahead.
I was just like.
That was a good tangent.
We were texting in the group text, and I'm like, man, we're never going to get this now because I couldn't imagine them doing it.
Yeah.
After that.
Maniacs can be part of this group text. God!
It blew my mind. All expectations.
You could be. If you go to patreon.com, Matt Mania Podcast, and pay that money.
Pay $25 for the subscription to the group chat.
You can text Teak.
You can text me good morning.
There you go.
But yeah, man. I felt like that was just the perfect, like, ending, the perfect, like, disintegration of the Shield, which is not going to be because I feel like whatever they're going to do when Roman comes back, he's going to try to piece it together.
But Rock brought up a good point because they're still tag team champs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to they're going to make them still be tag team champs.
So where do you see this going? Like, what's everyone's take on the
both
the Dean turn, but they're still tag team champs? Rock.
You're going to get both.
Yeah.
They're going to be tag team champs.
That don't like each other.
That hate each other.
Okay. Like we've seen before.
And they're going to be successful for a while, I think. But within that, the singles program is going to be
there's going to be lots of friction.
Well, right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Has there been a team like that in the past?
Yeah, they did Sheamus and Cesaro like that.
No, but they're friends now.
They weren't friends when they were tag team.
But they are friends now.
But they weren't.
But they splintered off the nations. So
yeah,
they splintered off the nations where they established their little camaraderie.
So with that, do you feel, even though they butt heads initially, that there will be a resolution then?
Well, they used to make Stone Cold and the Rock tag team.
He's saying no.
No,
versus, I'm not saying that.
Seth ain't going to be like, oh, you just gave me the dirty deeds on the concrete. We cool.
I didn't say there's going to be a resolution.
But I'm saying.
This is what I want to say off of what Rock said, because he said that you're going to get them tagging and them not liking each other. What I feel like is going to happen in tag matches, like Seth will be in the ring, Dean won't tag in. Seth has to win the match by himself. We'll see stuff like that. Where it's like they're still going to win. Like Seth is going to figure out a way to get it done because Dean doesn't want to fuck with him.
I'm scared of that.
And then you'll get them brawling after the matches, stuff like that, building into their feud.
I don't like that personally because it makes the tag team division look weak as fuck.
Before today, the tag team division was weak.
You know what, though? You can't really say that, though, because, weak. They won it.
Intercontinental title.
Right.
Everything, because they had all the titles and they weren't doing anything with them. They were just three-man tagging and not defending any of the titles.
And I think, though, I think they're just going to drop it. I think Constable Corbin acting is going to say that due to the behavior of blah blah blah.
Okay, you think you're going to take the titles from him?
Well, here's one thing that was like a big deal for me was when Dean grabbed his belt, he threw it at Seth, and he goes, "See," he's like, "This is what you care about so much about, or something like that." He was like, "This is what you want so badly," and he threw the belt at him, and then he started beating him up a little bit more. But I think that eventually that Dean's going to say, "I don't want to be partner with you." And then they're going to have maybe a tournament or something. They're going to have something. But when he threw his belt at him and he said, "This is what you care about," because obviously he doesn't give a shit.
So you think maybe Dean relinquishes the title, which could force Constable Corbin to step in?
I think it's going to come down to where Seth and him are not going to want to work together. It's going to be my guess would be an angle, and that's a cheap angle, is for Baron to have to figure out the next thing.
Mm.
Or we could have them just lose the titles on their first defense because they're so
unstable.
Unstable.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then forfeit.
And then and then you already have the titles gone.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay. And then they go straight
into their program of feuding over Seth's title.
So do you feel they'll lose it off the bat because McIntyre and Dolph would use their rematch clause?
Are they number one contenders?
No, well, they get a rematch.
They have a rematch, so they have to have that in their
contract. So do you think they'll lose them to Dolph and McIntyre? Yeah, right. Dolph and McIntyre?
Drew and McIntyre?
Drew
and
McIntyre.
Dolph and Ziggler?
Dolph and Ziggler?
the one man band.
Right.
Yeah.
It could happen.
But they could win them back.
But I don't think so because I still think of what I think more important
the
is
instability. The instability.
Well, I think more important is the Dean and Braun. I mean,
Seth.
No.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Drew and Braun.
Okay.
There. Oh, okay.
That's I think that position. For the Universal title is going to be more precedent than them getting the tag titles back. And I think even though it looks as though Drew did what he did for Dolph after Raw when he said, like, oh, the only reason I did that because I knew I would be next is kind of like, yeah, I'm not really fucking with you on the tag stuff no more. So I don't think that that's going to be even – I don't even think that they're going to invoke a rematch because I don't think that they're going to be tagging anymore.
Well, and this is just me because that brings up a good point. So what I would predict is let's say that they defended against McIntyre and Dolph.
Mm-hmm.
They retain, okay, and then you build some more conflict, and then the Revival challenge.
There you go.
And then the Revival take the titles.
Bam! Is that who you want to see with the titles?
Yes.
Aren't the Authors of Pain on Raw?
No.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
You said no.
Yes.
Have you not seen them?
I might as well just be your fact checker. Just kidding.
Appreciate you.
Evil on Facts. That used to be his job.
I know.
He used to be the fact checker. And now look at his phone.
You took a vacation and now you're like.
Hey, real quick tangent. Because this is something that Rand mentioned in the group chat that I kind of wanted to touch on. I think it's a good topic. The curse of the Universal title.
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
It gets introduced. Who was the first?
Finn Balor.
What happened to Finn Balor?
My shoulder.
That's right.
Relinquishes it the next night after winning it.
The one person that can't seem to get that curse is because he's a part-timer and never shows up. It's Brock Lesnar.
But that's almost the curse. That's almost part of the curse, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he has the strap, but you never see the strap.
Next, it was KO, right?
Yep.
He was next.
Uh-huh.
And then it was Brock. No. It was Goldberg.
Goldberg's had it.
Well, if we're talking about the curse still, so it went to KO. KO's been shit lately as far as just how the company has been treating him. So we can say that the curse did that to him. You got Goldberg.
Goldberg was
a part-timer.
Part-timer, so like that was something special.
Yeah, that's nostalgia. So that
but, I mean,
really
primarily
count.
Over the past recently has been Brock.
Yeah, for the last year or so.
Which means you will see the strap on TV maybe 3-4 times a year. You see it at 3 or 4 pay-per-views. That's it. Roman gets it. Nobody wanted Roman to get it.
That was such a bad time.
And then Roman has cancer now.
And he didn't have it long.
So it's like any fighting champions seem to get tarnished or messed up.
So who do you think, and I know we spoke outside of Braun and Brock, but who would you want to have the Universal title, Rock?
Balor. Oh,
I still want Finn to get his shot again.
Yeah, one. Me too.
Eva,
Balor.
Two.
I want Joe to get it.
Joe.
That too.
I mean, he's on SmackDown.
So
it doesn't matter. They can fight on a dual pay-per-view and get the title.
I would like to see Joe with it too.
I want Joe to have any title. That's the main title.
Talk about the Universal. Fruit roll-up title.
He can still have it.
The Fruit roll-up title.
As far
it's
as
funny
I hear.
You call it that.
Yeah.
Because I'd also watch Joe and Finn fight.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well.
Yeah.
Thanks, Teague.
You're welcome.
Going back to Dean, though, I have to say, because I know we were talking about it at the beginning of the show, but going back to Dean, I think that was a big thing, too. There was a lot of emotion at the end. I don't know if you guys saw that last 1 minute.
The recap.
There was a lot of emotion on both sides.
He had his shirt off, his vest off.
And he's crying, and so is Rollins. Rollins is messed up, so it was just a high energy moment all the way around, and then the heel turn couldn't have happened at the... I think at the best time.
See, I thought it was premature.
I don't think it was planned for that night. I don't think that was their plan.
No, it wasn't planned. It was just like,
they need to do something because it really throws a wrench into a lot of plans.
Did
any of y'all see the video of the video of Dean walking through the backstage
area. Yeah, why?
Everybody's yelling at him, why'd you do it, Dean?
I remember I liked when he was walking up the steps. There's a fan that.
Sorry, bro.
There's this fan that says, he has every right to turn, everybody. Good job, Dean. Like, I just was like, okay.
That fucker.
That fucking
Mark ass Mark.
Like, the polite Mark.
Yes. And he was just like, he has a right to turn, everybody.
Hey, wrestling is for everyone.
It is for everyone.
It is.
And you're right. He has the right to do whatever he's told to do.
He is, but fuck that guy.
Wait, well, fuck what guy? Dean?
No, the guy was like, oh. He has every right to turn, okay?
I'm saying he's we've all been expecting right. It. Seth turned on him, so fuck it. Seth got
the only one that hasn't, and when Roman comes back.
And when he gave him the first dirty deed, Seth was accepting of the dirty deed.
Is the Shield a good thing? Because it's just like the Shield, like, whenever the Shield's about to like
is it the curse of the Shield also?
It's like, bleh. Because who got hurt last time? Dean got hurt last time.
Yeah, because Dean just came back, but then they got sick when the mono was going around.
So it was like Seth got hurt, Roman got mono, Dean got hurt.
Right, they all got mono.
Yeah. Bray Wyatt got it from JoJo, and then it spread.
Hey.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Thanks.
So on the Mad Mania, speaking of JoJo, which is about to make me talk about Bray, on the Mad Mania podcast, the dude who posted the, did you retweet it? The video
of Bray doing the finger point.
Yeah, the finger point when,
Roman,
when Roman did the spear. Do you remember that
match? Oh, I remember that, and he just, the perfect timing.
And then people were saying that, they thought that was going to be Bray's face turning. Bray, him and,
Bray's a puppet master!
And that him and Roman was going to tag.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
That would not have been a fun tag to watch.
Can you guys imagine Roman and Bray being the tag team?
No.
No.
Well, so
but did you
they
see
have
what
such
he tweeted?
A good feud, though.
Did you see what Bray tweeted about it? He said, "What's Joker without Batman?
What's Joker without Batman, man?"
And he's talking about Roman. I was like,
"Yeah, because their feud was the shit." That was when I came.
Anybody but you, Roman, or anyone but you.
Yeah, that was when I came back to wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was lots of outpour for Roman. I mean, even across wrestling promotions. You
yes,
Kerry. Kerry Silken from ROH. He gave his condolences.
Kenny Omega.
Not condolences.
Well wishes.
The sympathies and well wishes.
Tweet.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor did a tweet from their actual account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, from Kerry Silken, you had
New
Japan, Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, even Tama Tonga.
Yeah.
A fellow.
Gimmicks aside.
Yeah, gimmicks aside.
But my favorite one was The Miz, because The Miz said something about, like, we may be in different promotions, different businesses, but we're all family.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was well said. Simple, said.
Aleister Black was really dope, too.
Yeah, his...
What did Aleister say? I didn't see that.
And the story that he told, like, basically when...
Talk
when,
about
when,
old
when Aleister... Yeah, right?
Yeah.
When Aleister first got brought up to do one of the tours, Aleister's old school, so since he was the new guy, he would clean up the locker room after everybody was done. Mm-hmm. He would make sure all the guys had water when they came back, et cetera, et cetera. And this went on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night he said, him and Roman were talking, and Roman was like, I don't want you to clean up the locker room anymore. He's like, you're one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Act like you're one of us. And Aleister said he respected that so much, because he said he wouldn't have stopped doing it if someone like Roman had have told him to do it.
Yeah,
who had the clout in the locker room that could tell someone. Now
a ring general telling him what to do.
So that was super dope.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, the outpouring of everything has been really cool to see, man.
On behalf of the Mad Mania podcast.
Every day.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, get better.
Yeah.
Fuck cancer.
I always liked you.
Look
you,
at you.
You can listen
you
to
talked
the
about it.
You can listen to the archives.
And I used to
66 minutes in after you said, "Let's get it out
Let's
the way
get
early."
Out. We tried.
Yeah.
Well,
let's get to SmackDown.
Let's jump over to SmackDown.
You know, I would like to cover SmackDown, but since we are kind of far in, I'll give you guys a choice. Do you guys want to just jump into Evolution, do our takes, or do you want to do SmackDown?
Did anything happen on SmackDown other than it aired?
Just the more preliminary matches towards the crown jewel for the greatest in the world.
We had some we have some more dope stuff going on with Becky Lynch and Charlotte.
There was a NXT Performance Center altercation.
Yeah,
Saturday.
which they've been.
Was that real or was that a work? Okay.
Well, they probably were actually people working out at the Performance Center, but yeah, it's real. Everything's wrestling.
Well,
so
they had the cameras there. It was
real
bland.
Real life and imaginary blends together. I
love it because Charlotte's talking about her career and how you have to make sure you respect yourself.
And Becky Lynch is like, "Fuck you!"
Exactly. She just walks
you're a cunt.
It's like, why are you listening to her?
She's a bitch.
But yeah, I just like it. That
she's like walking around with her dick out at this point.
That every week.
Becky?
They got
yeah. Oh, Becky's dick she's... and balls or
something. every week they got a different video of them in dick a different in a different area during a different situation.
Dick where, swinging where, like it, shit went well. Where,
like Ric Flair. Oh, big, swinging that thing.
Big dick swinging like, you know, like Tropic Thunder.
Right.
You can get a G5.
Huge dick.
But man. Yeah. They're killing it with that shit.
Yeah, they are
done.
Yeah, it's one of the feuds that I am more interested in versus the like we were talking about this earlier. But other than the Ronda Rousey Nikki Bella, that's probably the only thing that I'm really God. Yeah.
Nikki just I was telling Neo about this. She actually just did a New York Post interview where they talked to her about her little comments with
Stop
Ronda Rousey.
Talking about me and John, you bitch.
Yes,
that's what she said.
I'm really oh, hoping. Yeah. I'm hoping that maybe that eventually people this will look stop. Past my
reality
personal information
and wrestling
and
should be
using
separate.
My ex. But maybe it won't happen, but I'm hoping it will, and I'm just like, she's just so...
You got a whole spinoff show off of wrestling because
you
of...
You got a reality show!
Because of who you're...
And I can't imagine, like...
Who your significant other is.
And when he was on there, I was like, this dude is in full-on, like, acting mode. And then I'm like, if this is y'all relationship, what kind of relationship do y'all have, yo?
Yeah, he had a
50
contract.
Shades of Grey relationship.
Contract to, like, move in, like... Because I watch all them shits.
Yeah, and then
and I was told me. I was just like John Cena, wow, fam.
There was a contract with his appearances on her show was that it could only be at his approval, and if he said
and
he didn't
his
want
place.
Them, if yeah, he yeah. said he didn't want you there, you had to leave. There
you
was no.
Go.
So you can't sit.
He knows
there.
What he wants. I'll say that.
You just can't sit there. And
you can't see him.
Well, do you know what he wants? Because then they broke up, and then he came back, and he was talking about
baby, come back.
He would have a reverse
to work brother,
whatever
brother.
So that he can have a kid because doesn't he have a vasectomy or something?
He was going to reverse his vasectomy.
Yeah, so that they can have
snip, snap, kids. Snip, snap, snip, snap.
And he was going to demonstrate how his pullout game is also not strong.
Can't have too many vasectomies.
Yeah. How you, I can't imagine how you, the toll. How you also couldn't see his semen?
Let us know.
I wonder if Nikki Bella could see him.
Let us know in the comments.
Straight to the
she
baby
sure
maker.
But yeah,
so that was SmackDown.
Yeah.
We are fans of the Bellas, so let's not get it misconstrued.
Yo, but then we also had Rey Mysterio and
The Miz.
And The Miz.
Who's that jumping out the sky?
Y'all trying to
booyaka, booyaka.
Let's not shit on SmackDown because that was dope.
No, but I just brought it up because of the time constraints is what we
A Rand said do a normal episode, so we at least have another hour.
And then we had some more Daniel Bryan AJ build up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were tagging, right?
Yeah, the build up.
Yeah. Yeah, they tagged.
The build up is them not being able to function as a tag team.
Well, it's even weirder because like,
why is the number one contender tagging with the champ?
They do it all the time.
They're doing
that's because they're good,
not,
they're good
that's
guys.
Not, yeah, that's not.
They're doing confusing. This respect.
Is the weird
angle.
Thing that they can't get it together?
That and
like, how are y'all such good? No. How are y'all such good ring like?
Yeah,
people
well,
and y'all can't.
That doesn't make any sense. And then also,
well,
just
they're in
just
competition
the build
with each other,
the build of what they're building to. When it's known that like Daniel Bryan doesn't want no part of this shit, so Daniel Bryan ain't trying to be at Crown Jewel. So you're working to build toward this match, and it's like, what are we going to get?
That's not going to take place. At
like
Crown Jewel?
Even if that, but it's like, damn, if the match that we get from them is what we've seen from them recently, I don't want to see that match.
No,
because I expect them guys to give me a 5-star.
What I did
are
like,
capable of giving me a 5-star.
Or close to it.
What I did like, he's like, you know, when in the back,
but Daniel
when
Bryan
he was
can't
calling
cope.
Out, he was calling out, you know, AJ.
Yeah.
He's like, you telling me, you know, that yeah, you did that, you know, on accident? He's like pointing to his nose and whatnot. And then he goes, and then he does like the too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you do, brother? Too sweet, brother.
Like, sounds like a hippie.
He's like, yeah, whatever, Daniel, you bitch. Uncle Alan's going crazy.
Amen.
Really quick, I do want to go off on a tangent on that. How
Please
amazing
do.
Is
tangent
the Miz?
Time?
How amazing is the Miz on the mic? When I saw that promo between Daniel Bryan, him, and AJ Styles, and he just killed it. He's like, "You're just another one of them with a country without the country accent, or with the country accent." I was just like, "Miz can just you give him some material and he just runs with it." Now,
one of the greats.
Now, would you say though, with keeping in mind his athleticism and his wrestling, is he one of the greatest of all times? Is he one of those legends?
No. Now?
No.
Not for his.
No, but he will be in the category for top
heels. He's a Hall of Famer. He's Mrs. Hall of Fame.
He will also be a top heel like Jericho, I feel like.
Yeah. His ring work is not as good as his mic work.
No, exactly.
And but
mic work carries you very far.
Yes, but his ring work is not bad.
But he's like what you're saying.
He's just not.
He's Hall of Fame material.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's definitely not Hall of Fame. Material.
But this is the thing. I want to say he's in a slump. Now,
really,
I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
He's in a slump. He's at the top of his game in this slump. Mm-hmm. But I would like him to. I would like his moveset to change up some. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
He has to steal some of these moves.
Well, yeah, but him and Daniel Bryan should be done. I'm tired of him doing the Daniel Bryan stuff.
Is that feud over?
But he tried to get away from that.
Is that over?
If you want to say, let's make him like the guy who copies whoever he's in a feud with,
yeah.
Like that would be cool. Like, okay,
now I'm gonna. It's his gimmick?
Yeah. Like his gimmick is stealing gimmicks.
He takes your moves?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That would be a good one, though.
And then talks you down in the process because Miz is great on the mic. His mic work is
great. That's a great formula.
That's kind of a good formula.
That would be dope.
I like that.
So
that'd be funny.
Yeah, and that would give you something else to look forward to every time he's in a feud.
Doing the phenomenal forearm. Or the Miz putting the Styles Clash on AJ Styles.
And it also would show that he can switch up his style really quick.
He could be like the master wrestler.
There you go.
He just adopts and
wow. Yeah, I was trying to think. What's the dude who did that? Like the comic book character or something? Or is it a video game character?
No, there is somebody that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think he's on Marvel or whatever. Taskmaster.
Yeah.
So the Taskmaster does everybody's moves. So he could be like that. And he just do.
I think that's also like Mr. Sinister in the X-Men universe. I think he does the same thing.
What a nerd.
Like Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
Like Shang Tsung.
Yeah, they all do it. But yeah, that would be cool. And that's the only thing. Because like, if you look at Chris Jericho right now, like Chris Jericho is wilding the fuck out.
He's just going.
Is he the best in the world?
He's my best in the world right now.
He's
the greatest of all time ever out of everybody? Really?
I like his heel work more.
Yes.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm like fucking Chris Jericho's
in that conversation.
He's in that conversation.
He's transcended the business.
Definitely.
For greatest in the world?
Goats.
Who are the goats of all time?
Yes.
Rock.
The Rock. Yeah.
Flair.
And
Hart. HBK.
Didn't we get on this like Mount Rushmore tangent?
HBK was that into HBK?
No, I didn't.
No, that's me. I'm just like,
okay.
I'm like
HBK's got it.
I mean, if we're nailing the top three, that would be really hard.
Currently, or
I don't
just
think
of
you,
all
I don't See, even think really you could hard. Do a top four.
You can't.
Like
okay.
just cool. top ten is
well
all
Flair.
Flair's always on the list, though. That's the funny thing. Everybody will always
Macho
say Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair here.
Steamboat.
Styling and profiling.
Dusty's got to be up there.
The road
yeah, but then you get into that situation where it's like your top
you
five or your Rushmore is all dead people or
you
something. You know, like a posthumous, where that's where, in the hip-hop, that's where people get stuck. It's like you want to give these guys their credit because
they're
past.
Yeah.
So you have to do what they always do where they say, okay, just take those guys off the list. You know nobody's going to top Flair. Take them off the list. If you know...
They're just there. You can't... Yeah.
Who else would
so
it be?
So it's like currently wrestling. Who's GOAT?
Currently wrestling right now?
Kenny Omega.
Chris Jericho.
Omega, yeah. Those are good. Those are good options.
Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho. AJ Styles.
AJ.
You have to put a high flyer in there. I'm trying to think of who else.
I mean, Kid Ray's back, so...
Rainmaker. Okada.
Okada.
Yeah.
That's like three New Japan dudes.
I'll throw.
I will throw
Jay Lethal in there.
Yes, Jay Lethal's pretty.
That guy's carried ROH on his back forever.
He is the franchise,
and he is the champ.
Mm-hmm. He's the franchise for ROH.
Okay,
so it's kind of like you take Jay Lethal from ROH, you take Kenny Omega from New Japan, you take
Chris Jericho, AJ Styles
from WWE, and then you take Jericho, who's universally well
Jericho's
respected
everywhere.
And welcomed.
He just goes to every promotion.
He's fighting in WWE. He's fighting in New Japan. He's fighting on a cruise ship.
I heard he might do TNA.
Speaking of a cruise
might
ship.
Be Impact.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the cruise ship.
Any updates on that?
You're going, right?
No,
yeah.
I wanted to.
No, this guy's going.
Wanted...
Tell us about it.
Are you going?
Yeah.
You booked it?
Yes. Yeah. And the ship, as of today, is officially full.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Just you? What?
Yeah.
What deck you on?
Wow.
Oh, nice. I'm in some sort of like bum ass room, dog.
You just did it to go.
Yeah.
He's sleeping next to the propeller.
I'm shoveling coal in that fucking engine,
like Titanic.
Yeah, I'm shoveling coal.
Yo, speaking of that shit,
where all the bums were down there at the bottom. Yo,
speaking of Titanic,
yeah.
and white people news.
White people news.
They're supposed to be in 2020 or 2022.
2022.
They're rebuilding for a ship to go on the same route the Titanic took. Nah, fam.
No. Yeah. You cursed, saying nah?
That's exactly. Some voodoo shit right there.
Cursed.
Bye, white people. Y'all go ahead.
Put the Universal Champion on that boat too.
Do some white people shit. Go ahead. And
fruit
Universal.
Fruit that'll be the new. What was the jewel in Titanic? What was that shit called?
The blue sapphire.
The crown jewel.
The one that Kate's
bitch
ass.
No.
Boom. Bang. But yeah, back to that. So you got a shitty room. You said, is it gonna be like underwater? Your room. You know how the decks
some
go.
Of the decks
like
some
of them are below water.
like Sea Lab 2020.
No, I don't think they actually put people below water.
Yeah, they do
on cruise ships.
Yeah, because they have fucking windows like portholes in your room where you can see directly into.
I don't
the water.
Know, dog. Ooh, all I know. Rooms. All I know.
What if you see like space or like a sea monster?
But some people pay extra, or some people like those rooms,
like some sort of octopus or squid, like sucking some on your window, giant,
like the Kraken comes out and. Cracks Titanic in half.
That freaked the.
And then I'm like, look, yeah. I told y'all.
Don't get scared.
I'm not gonna. So, no,
what
Eva
are you looking
said,
forward to?
Eva said I can get sex trafficked.
What?
So, okay, I gotta.
On
really
the cruise
quick.
Ship?
So, let me here's clarify. What happened. Let me. Okay, so.
We are cheap. We turned that out already.
About a. When they first announced it, I told Sugar Free, we were just friends at the time.
Sugar Free!
I'll pay for everything if you just go with me because I can't go by myself. He said, no. And I said, why? And he said,
but
because
why couldn't
it's on a boat.
You go by yourself?
And when he asked me, why can't you go by yourself? I said, because I'll get sex trafficked. And Nia was like, what are you talking about? Getting pimped out on the boat? And I said, no. When you dock, there's been reported cases of women, especially that are by themselves.
She would be abducted.
That get abducted or kidnapped.
Damn.
And then
sex trafficked. I thought she was just going to fuck people on the ship.
And you, you just thought that the eye.
I love that.
I'm sorry, dog. That's
and you just thought that the odds were like.
Why is that any better than
you?
What? That's not any better.
She wouldn't have been kidnapped.
I'm not the best. I'm not top tier merchandise.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like
happen.
You felt like it would be you.
Anybody but you, Eva.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm sorry. I just thought.
No, that's crazy. Where are they docking at?
They dock at the Caribbean, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like some Pirates of the Caribbean shit.
There's been reports of girls. And then not only that,
were you
going
to get abducted by some Somali pirates?
Bruh.
And then you just also have to think about if I'm by myself on a boat, drunk, around a bunch of dudes that love wrestling and rock. That's just
she's gonna sex.
No, nah, because there are a bunch of neck beards that don't get pussy.
Hey, you like the wrestling? I like the wrestling.
No, because you know, like seriously, like the majority of them are like disrespectful towards women. Hopefully, I want that narrative to change.
Word?
But like, yeah,
I just thought they're all losers.
What are you talking about? I've been to so many fucking shows where the guys are fucking like yelling fucking degrading shit at the women.
Yeah, because they're not in front
like
of the
that.
Women.
Yeah,
exactly. But
yeah,
that's how you feel, and then you see a woman. That's there, they're gonna think that she's a quote unquote ring rat that's trying to get some Matt dick.
Are we?
Why are you pointing at me
dick?
For?
No,
your hand went like this.
No, I actually did like this. I was doing like a dick.
Oh, I thought you were
gesture.
like this bitch right. over here.
I think it's time we button this one up a little bit before we get into
keywords of the day. Matt dick.
Oh god. It's terrible that we're about to
ring
discuss
rat.
Like
ring
some rat. Legendary. Something that's legendary is about to happen on Sunday. First ever all women's pay per view Evolution.
What, after we talked about regrets?
After Matt Dick, we're going to talk about Evolution.
Here's one thing I don't think that. I thought about that today because I was looking at the advertisement for it, and the one thing I kept thinking about as a female, I don't think that it's an industry right now that. I hate to say it, but nobody's gonna watch Evolution. No, they're gonna watch it in the background while they're watching. While they have,
I hope the numbers are good.
Oh, it's so crazy because just today I was thinking, like, am I even gonna watch Evolution?
Yeah,
not
disrespectfully to the women.
Rock out the Ronda Rousey shirt. Tap tap tap.
Look, I'm not trying to be disrespectful about it. My WWE membership has lapsed. So I was thinking, like, damn, am I going
to auto pay?
Am I going to sign up for a
new
for a
account?
New one? to watch Evolution. That's what I was thinking.
Oh. No.
Am I going to go through all that to watch Evolution? I don't know if I will.
And to be honest, it's just, you have a, it's too much of a, there's too many women. It's a good idea, but a pay-per-view, I would have liked it to have better, to have just more matches during SmackDown.
Prime
Raw.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Just put more matches.
It's great to have a woman here while we're talking about Evolution.
Yeah, you guys are clear.
I got an important question to ask you. Mm-hmm. Does Ronda Rousey need to murder the Bellas so that all of the Divas are dead? And that can make
That's a good point.
That can make the women diva. That can make the women wrestlers move on to more prominent stuff. I mean, they already have been.
I'd like to see that.
But the Bellas are the last.
That sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, the Bellas are the last of the Divas.
Dog, yes. That's a great perspective.
Ronda said that she's going to off her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
At Evolution.
I think it needs to happen. It needs to happen.
Broad daylight off your own switch.
There's too much talent as an actual woman. There's Charlotte. There's Kairi Sane. There's Nikki Pirate. Cross. There's all these people that actually. Did I say
Trashka?
Oh.
No, I'm laughing because he said pirate.
And I thought he said Kyrie. I was thinking the basketball player, too.
She's the pirate. Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving.
I always get Kyrie Sane and Kyrie Irving. I'm like, they have
the basketball playing pirate.
There you go.
The Caribbean.
How dare you, sir?
But as a female, though, I just don't think it's time. I think they pulled the trigger a little too soon on that.
Well, they did it in lieu of the Crown Jewel because it was an all male pay per view.
Yeah, so they were trying to give them their shine before that because they're not going to Saudi.
Exactly, but that makes more sense because that's the cultural thing there. It's not anything personal to the women. Like for me, if I was on the roster as a female and they said, hey, all of you guys are going to go on this boat and do some stuff and you just have to sit here and carry this show or whatever, I'm not going to be offended because that's the culture there. They're not going to respect me. Why would I put myself in that situation anyway? And they already broke ground by having Sasha and Alexa. I don't need to do more than I have to.
Yeah,
you know?
In India.
What if this is something crazy that I just thought of, but what if because the women, let's say Evolution was off the table, because
mm-hmm.
Eva is saying that it's too soon to do Evolution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's off the table. These guys are all about to go to Saudi. This is their second year that they're going to do that. What if Raw then was all female? If they was like, oh, we're just gonna put all the women, because she said,
that's
put it on your backs and y'all can handle that. Mm. So what if they were just like, okay, we're going to do this pay-per-view on Sunday that's all men, and then on Raw, it's just going to be all women. Y'all got to handle it.
Would that be all just Raw female roster?
Yeah.
Just Raw. Because it's kind of slim.
What's their female?
You would have to have
all the women on Raw. Because
they would have Tamina, Nia, Ember.
No, that's fine.
Dana
put
Brooke.
All the women on Raw because it would just be like
so all of them across
the board.
Yeah,
so a three-hour episode of Raw, the WWE women.
Okay.
So it'll be like a pay-per-view, but on Raw.
That would have been a better way to test it, but I don't think they want to risk the ratings.
Yeah, it's just the only thing is, it's like...
Well, because people who have tickets are going to be
mad.
You have
the SmackDown
when they go
title
there and they don't get to see the people
on
that
Raw,
they want to see.
That's true, too.
That creates conflict.
Yeah, that'd be tough. If they were going to do an all-women's Raw, they would have to promote that like months and months and months in advance. Because for the reason you just said,
if somebody buys
tickets and they want to bring their kids to see like Roman Reigns or, you know, John Cena, Bobby Lashley, somebody, and you get there and you're like, oh, it's the all-women's night. Like, no, that's dope.
Yeah.
They're doing that, but it's like...
Like, think about that. That's like baseball. You watch baseball. Night. They have a certain night.
Yeah. Like, when
Throw
I bought my, like
when
I bought my tickets,
shit.
You were advertising this, and now this is like... complete 180. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
All women's night just sounds dope when you said that.
Yeah,
like it's the all women.
It is nice.
So
I just don't think it's
and only women get to go watch.
I did
like when
no,
Wonder Woman came
go.
Out.
I
do
wouldn't
you,
go.
Do you remember when Wonder Woman came out and they had the all women screenings?
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
oh
like
God.
there were certain theaters that were doing women only screenings of Wonder Woman, so women could enjoy Wonder Woman around under women without. Good.
That's movie facts from T. Cog coming soon.
It's going to go off topic real quick,
but I'm just,
yeah. For me as a female, I don't think the sport is going to put women in the same conversation as men. And that's not, it's not to knock women. It's not to knock anything else. It's just there's more men. It's been a men
dominated sport.
Yeah.
How many more WrestleManias before a woman headlines it?
One or
before
two.
Before Charlotte and fucking Ronda.
Before they
two.
Do it, one or two, but if before I think that it would actually work it would, I think it'd be maybe like three or four.
Do you think it would be like a pride, or I'm sorry, not a pride. Do you think it would be like a tried and true wrestling match, or would you, do you think it would be a gimmick match?
Well, here's the thing with Ronda, though.
It would have
though.
To be a try.
Ronda
a
can
wrestling
pull
match.
It off, though, because she's shown that she can take...
With those two fighting, no gimmick.
But Ronda's like
nothing
five,
on a pole.
As of now, no. Ronda's been only like 5 minute matches.
But when
I don't
she
see
took
any
on
sustenance.
Triple H, they let her get a little bit rough with him, which I liked about that is that they trust her.
Her cardio ain't in question, bro. Like her ability. Yeah.
Cardio's not the question. She finishes everything in 5 minutes.
If she had to go.
Actually,
if she had to go
they
20,
have her.
She could.
They have her selling more. Then she's actually winning in the match, because once the tides turn and she's winning, then the match is over quick. So it's just like armbar.
This is just me personally. I'm just not sold on her wrestling ability because I haven't seen it yet. I've just seen her power her way through people.
Would you like to see it face to face? Would you be her? Would you like to wrestle her?
Yes.
You like Turtle and Entourage?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, this coming Sunday, WWE. Evolution. Let's go run down the card.
So, we'll start off with the Women's Royal Rumble, which I think is kind of the.
I was going to go in order that I had here, but that's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the first match listed is the NXT UK Women's Championship match. Rhea Ripley is a champion, apparently, against Isla Dawn. I don't know either women. I haven't watched NXT UK. So, that's the first match listed. I got no predictions on that one.
Pick a name.
Isla.
Isla.
All right.
Are you familiar with her?
I think I follow her on Instagram.
Okay. Next up is the Battle Royal you were just mentioning. So the officially announced participants are Tamina, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Ember Moon, Alicia Fox, Naya, Dana, Trashka, Mandy, Sonya, Mella, Lana! Naomi, Tori Wilson, Michelle McCool, Medusa, Molly Holly, Ivory, Kelly, and Maria Kanellis.
What about Zelina Vega?
Not listed.
She is listed.
Did not on my list.
She's in the Royal Rumble.
Not on my list. What?
She just said it on fucking SmackDown.
Dog, I'm sorry, going off of my list. So
yeah, for the Women's Evolution Battle Royal.
I choose Zelina Vega then.
Okay. I choose Ember Moon.
I like that.
I was thinking Ember too. Okay. I'm going to go Ember.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. He chooses Alicia Fox.
All right.
I was going to say Tamina.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow. We have the finale of the 2018 Mae Young Classic. Some lady named
Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane.
What?
Hmm?
No.
Shayna
this
Baszler.
This is the Mae Young Classic final. No.
Oh, the Mae Young Classic?
Shirai against Toni Storm?
Oh, Io Shirai?
Yeah, versus
Toni Storm.
Yep.
Toni Storm.
I think.
Is that who you're going for?
No. That sounds just like
such
a guy's
name. I think Io Shirai.
Sounds like a porno name.
Since she's mostly Lance Japanese Storm. Wrestling, I don't think they're going to put the strap on her.
Toni Storm.
I think they'll give it to Toni Storm.
Okay.
I'm going Toni Storm.
Like Toni Stark mixed with.
Like, we couldn't think of anything. They put Tony with an I. That'll work.
Next up, NXT Women's Championship match, The Pirate versus Shayna Baszler.
Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler.
The Pirate versus the Black Spade.
I think Shayna's going to win it.
Kairi Sane.
Win it back?
I think so.
Kairi Sane.
Who's got it right now?
The Pirate.
Kairi Sane.
Oh, she's got the title?
Kairi Sane.
Shayna Baszler is about to murder her.
Fuck you.
She did well to
and
win it.
Fuck you, too. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, next up.
I've seen her in real life. She's got a strong jaw. She's going to murder her.
She has a strong jaw.
I have a new respect for Shayna, though, because she's like a real nerd in real life. So, but whatever. I want Kairi to win.
Yes. So, we have... Jesus. Next up, we have Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natty versus the Riot Squad.
Oh, God.
I don't even know why this is happening.
I think someone's going to turn in that group. Riot Squad?
This one also.
I only like the leader of the Riot Squad. What's
scratching
her name?
My head, Liv
Ruby
Morgan.
Ruby Riot.
Yeah.
Well, Liv Morgan's only got kicked in the face.
Yeah.
She's not leading anything.
No. Next up, Trish and Lita versus Alexa and Mickey.
Woo!
Trish.
Yeah.
They're not coming back. Nostalgia. They're not coming back to lose.
Mm-mm. Nostalgia.
Which the WWE lives off of. Last woman standing match, SmackDown Women's Title.
Woo!
The Irish last kicker, Becky Lynch against Charlotte Flair.
She's going to beat the shit out of Charlotte, and she's going to solidify her championship reign. Yes.
All to cheers.
Becky.
All to cheers
because the crowd ain't having the heel shoot.
Okay, I'll say Becky.
Okay. Everybody going Becky?
Becky.
Wow.
Come on, Bex.
Is she sending Charlotte on a vacation?
Bex.
Possibly.
Should be on the Jericho.
This is the first ever Last Woman Standing match, right? They've never done a... Okay, this is going to be good. And then the main event, this match makes no sense on paper. You have Ronda Rousey against Nikki Bella.
Ronda. So the Bellas are going to jump her, right?
Go, Nikki!
I'm assuming there's
Nikki with shenanigans.
Who's Ronda been rocking with right now? Who's in her corner?
Nobody.
Damn. Where's Natty at?
She's in the triple threat against Riot Squad.
She has a match.
She can't have a match and then come help. So she's got nobody.
Unless Shayna Baszler comes.
She did something with Nia Jax.
Nia Jackson? No.
No. They're not fucking with each other either.
Nope.
No.
Maybe.
Then she's gonna get jumped.
Yeah. The rest of the four horsemen.
She's gonna have to fight off. She's going to have to fight off some Bellas.
So, you're saying...
She's going to win.
Nikki or Ronda?
Ronda.
I say Nikki. Neo X says Nikki.
Ronda's going to put them both in an armbar at the same time.
That'd be hard.
You say she's going to hit her right in the face?
In the crotch.
She's just going to hit her.
In the crotch. So, yeah, that is the card for Evolution. No. This is Sunday.
I thought you just said that she's going to hit her in
the crotch.
The crotch.
I didn't point at you. I just went, no.
Because I said cunt but you said crotch.
Did you pick
your winner?
Ronda. Your winner? Okay, Ronda.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Hot Ronda.
Hot Ronda.
Yeah, that's the card. I believe that's the show for the week.
That is the show, Matt Maniac. I
want to thank Patreon subscriber Eva Rocks for paying that money.
Woo!
I do want to say one thing about Patreon quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So, would you guys say I'm the original Patreon? I started a long time ago. But anyway, what I was going to say is that
you
I do want to...
Patreon a long time
no,
ago?
No, I meant you
guys. You invented Patreon?
Because I've been... I wish. No, because I've been with you guys for like a year.
Yay.
On and off. But... No, I wanted to say that Patreon is a great way to connect with these guys because one thing I didn't get to talk about, Neo knows about this, and I'll talk about it really quickly, is I did have a cancer scare a few months back.
Yeah.
So this was a big, seeing you guys at All In, and I don't want to get emotional because, you know. But
a little bit of StarCast.
A little bit of StarCast, connecting with you guys, meeting you guys, All In was kind of my way to forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, 2 weeks ago, found out that those cells are gone.
That's right.
Fuck you, cancer!
But I do want to say, connecting with you guys has definitely changed my life and made some dreams come true. So if you giving $1, $5, $20 is nothing compared to what they give to you back. So just remember that for all you listeners out there. $1, $5, $20.
We appreciate you.
You make my heart so warm.
Aww.
Look at that.
He's just grabbing a titty.
Is this the heart side?
He's grabbing a titty.
Right side, sir. It's the right side.
I will say, too, just we try to deliver the best.
Too thick. I can't feel my heartbeat.
You are the villain.
We try to deliver the best in contact, and we try to have the best... fan interaction across all social medias. And, you know, I'm a big advocate about mental health and, of course, physical health. We all are. So everybody
and
just...
And Neo's an approachable dude.
We all are.
I would say you're the most approachable outside of Rand because Rand is a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely. Most people aren't just going to walk up to me and see. I don't know why.
Absolutely.
Yo, so at my new job that I told you guys that I started, I think that might have been off air, mm-hmm. that I told you guys, there's a guy in my training class that, like, for 3 days in a row... made some sort of comment about me and my size. Not my size is like I'm fat, but just like I heard him say something about, oh, I don't think I would want to fight that guy.
He's a husky fellow.
Then he said something about we were in an area that we weren't supposed to be in, and he was like, yeah, well, I don't think nobody's going to come in here and move you and stuff like that. I'm just like, why does this guy keep on fucking...
Right? You're the big black guy.
He's poking the bear.
Exactly. He's just like, yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah.
When people's... openly stereotype.
people are weird.
But if you are a Matt Maniac and you just listen to the show, we definitely do appreciate your patronage. We appreciate your subscription.
Yeah.
We appreciate your pilgrimage.
Yeah, everything.
you coming and what is it that they say?
And just fucking rocking
paying,
with us.
Paying tribute.
Just rocking with us too, man. And just know that it's not we're gonna
knowing
have,
that we started this shit.
Yeah, no. And we're gonna have much more to come. A lot for especially for some of our local you know, Matt Maniacs. We will be doing, if you listen to last week's episode with the annual Arizona Hip Hop Festival with yeah. Justice. We will be trying to give away some tickets to the 5th annual AZ Hip Hop Fest. So be
yep, the 5th year.
Yeah.
We got 50. These tickets are worth $50.
And we're going to give away a pair. That's $100.
They are two-day passes.
All right.
No, when is this? How many weekends we got before this?
It's a couple,
2 weekends?
Yeah.
So we're going to give out two pairs of tickets.
Two pairs of tickets. That's $200.
You got,
okay?
You got a chance each week to win a pair of tickets.
So what we're probably going to do, we will announce some methods to the, you know,
I like
to
the
win.
Trivia idea. Yeah.
You know, and we'll
announce
know.
It on Twitter or something. Yeah. We'll do a trivia question.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll be out there. We'll be rocking with you. So just stay tuned. Plus, since we already said it before, the WWE Royal Rumble event is going to be happening in Phoenix in January.
Yep.
Be on the lookout. We're going to have lots of shows. We're going to have podcasts. We're going to have some local, you know, some local promotions as well. So please just stay tuned, because we got a lot more to come, and we're growing every day. We're also syndicated, of course, on the Geekscape Network. So again, we're just growing.
That means that
week
you can
week.
Find us on Spotify. You can find us on
Apple
Play.
iTunes, yeah,
I don't know. Is it
Apple Podcasts? I'm sorry.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
Google I don't. Play Store?
It's Apple.
I don't have Apple, so is it iTunes? Where did you find the podcast? Is it
Apple Podcast?
Is it Apple Music? Is it Apple iTunes?
Podcast.
Okay.
Apple Podcast, mm-hmm. Spotify, on the Geekscape Network. You can go to megaran.com/podcast, and you can listen to the archives. We even have a couple of episodes on YouTube as well. And if you use a podcast app, you can search us, and we're most likely going to be there as well. But Eva, we appreciate you coming through. We love you. We respect
definitely.
You.
Always appreciate it when you hold us down when Rand's
yeah,
out of town.
Hold us down.
Always.
Being so, the fourth man.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we just
being,
we wish
being,
you.
Being our horsewoman, if you will.
There
yeah.
You go.
We want you to be healthy. Mm-hmm. All right. You can bring your boy over a little bit more if you want. He's a handsome man. And
did you ever, Eva, did you see Sorry to Bother You?
Did what?
Sorry
did
to
you
bother
see Sorry to Bother You?
The movie?
No, not yet. Why?
You get on Redbox now.
Because I said horsewoman, and it just made me think of horsemen, which made me think of actual horsemen.
Which made me think of horse dick.
Oh, because I thought that Neo was thinking about my boyfriend, because that's what's been going
on.
Oh,
yeah. He just said horse dick. You think he was thinking of...
Sugar-free?
Sugar-free?
Maybe.
Sugar-free horse dick?
We never know.
There you go.
But
I
that,
do.
I don't know what's
going on. Do you? I'm just kidding.
I don't know what's going on right now.
But that is the episode of the Matt Mania podcast. It feels good to be home, and it feels good to be amongst fellow Matt Maniacs.
Home,
so thank y'all. So be sure to check us out on all the social medias. Be sure to support Patreon. Be sure to support 1 Hour Tees, ProWrestlingTees.com. And be sure to support Digilabs Studios
be
as
sure
well.
To support all of us individually. Mm-hmm. And all of our individual efforts.
Yeah.
All of our endeavors.
As we out here trying to get to that bag.
Go to Bandcamp. Search Teak Hall.
Yep.
Go to megaran.com. Spotify as well for Teak Hall, the villain. You know, we're going to be planning a lot of good moves here. So stay tuned, y'all. On behalf of the Matt Maniacs and the Matt Mania podcast.
Yes.
Have a good rest of the week, boys and girls. Matt Maniacs all around the world. And, of course.
As always.
Keep your shoulders off the mat.
What he said.
Yep.